Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. There once lived in a town of Persia two brothers, one named Qasim, and the other Ali Baba. Their father divided a small inheritance equally between them. Qasim married a very rich wife and became a wealthy merchant. Ali Baba married a woman as poor as himself and lived by cutting wood and bringing it upon three asses into the town to sell. One day, when Ali Baba was in the forest and had just cut wood enough to load his asses, he saw at a distance a great cloud of dust, which seemed to approach him. He observed it with attention and distinguished soon after a body of horsemen, whom he suspected might be robbers. He determined to leave his asses to save himself. He climbed up a large tree, planted on a high rock, whose branches were thick enough to conceal him, and yet enabled him to see all that passed without being discovered. The troop, who were to the number of 40, all well mounted and armed, came to the foot of the rock on which the tree stood, and there dismounted. Every man unbridled his horse, tied him to some shrub, and hung about his neck a bag of corn which they brought behind them. Then each of them took off his saddlebag, which seemed to Ali Baba to be full of gold and silver from its weight. One, whom he took to be their captain, came under the tree in which Ali Baba was concealed, and, making his way through some shrubs, pronounced these words, "Open, sesame." As soon as the captain of the robbers had thus spoken, a door opened in the rock, and after he had made all his troop enter before him, he followed them, when the door shut again of itself.